Here's the story of how a small art museum on a ranch near Sheridan, Wyoming, nearly closed. Instead, it reinvented itself as an important center for Western art with a brand new building housing a major American Indian art collection, all thanks in part to candy bars and chocolate-covered peanuts. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer reports.
I'm driving up the dirt road that leads to the Brinton Museum, and I can just see the ranch house, the white ranch house, peeking through the trees now.
It's an idyllic setting on a century-old ranch at the foot of the Bighorn Mountains in northern Wyoming. But a few years ago, the museum's finances didn't paint such a pretty picture. An endowment set up in 1960 preserved the historic ranch and wealthy bachelor rancher Bradford Brinton's art collection.
But 2008, you could really see the writing on the wall.
Museum director Ken Schuster says he could see that before long, the museum would have to close.
That didn't sound very sensible in Wyoming.
Especially to Forrest Mars Jr., the new museum's main benefactor and next-door neighbor. His grandfather created Mars candy bars and M&Ms. But the younger Mars never thought about building a museum until Schuster and his wife Barbara told Mars about a collection of American Indian artifacts stored in Chicago.
They kind of got me enthused about the collection and what we could do and this and that. Could we save it?
The story begins in 1911 when the neighboring Gallatin Ranch received gifts from the nearby Crow tribe, says Mardell Plainfeather, a Crow historian and artist based in Billings, Montana.
Crow people were gift givers. They appreciated the act of giving something to someone. And that item could be very special to them, but so was the person on the other hand who was receiving it.
The gifts included robes, war shirts, moccasins, and teepee furnishings given to the Gallatin family by the Crow, who also gave them art from the Northern Cheyenne, Lakota, Kiowa, Nez Perce, and Blackfeet tribes, more than 90 pieces in all. The Gallatin's daughter, in turn, passed the collection on to Father Peter Powell.
It is one of the great collections of Plains Indian art.
Powell is an Anglican priest, an adopted member of the Northern Cheyenne tribe and its chief society, and he's the author of 7 volumes on the tribe's history and religion. He also runs the Foundation for the Preservation of American Indian Art and Culture in Chicago, where the Gallatin collection has been held for safekeeping since the 1970s.
It's been that many years, more than 40 years, almost half a century, of working and praying for the return of the collection. And now, thanks to Mr. Mars' generosity, there is a building to house and to exhibit the collection.
When Mars originally learned of the artifacts in the collection, he asked museum director Ken Schuster,
"Why are they in Chicago? Can we get them back?" Well, he said, "I don't know."
At least, not with the Brinton about to go broke and without state-of-the-art storage and display facilities. So Mars decided to invest $16 million in a new building.
Because that's why we built it, was to bring them home.
But bringing the artifacts home was only the first step. Historian Mardell Plainfeather says the objects on display are sacred.
Something is sacred when it has to do with power. And it is considered sacred when it has been handed down from generation to generation.
So the way the objects are handled and displayed is crucial, says associate curator Katie Belton.
These are spiritual and you can feel it. And there are some things as a woman I'm not allowed to touch, such as Cheyenne eagle feathers. I'm not allowed to touch those with my bare hands. I take that really seriously. But in addition to the honor of touching the objects, it's a huge honor to work with Father Powell.
Powell is overseeing the curation of the exhibition along with an American Indian Advisory Council, an unusual approach for a museum.
We want to stress that which museums before have not stressed, the sacred nature of the art of the people who created it, who consider themselves to be holy people.
The new Brinton Museum was dedicated with a blessing by elders from the Crow, Northern Cheyenne, and Lakota tribes. And museum director Ken Schuster says Forrest Mars Jr. gave the struggling museum a fresh start.
It was a major game changer because he really saved the institution.
For NPR News, I'm Micah Schweitzer in Laramie, Wyoming.